things start to revitalize and bloom, etc. It's April 1st. You live in a place where you don't even know what the day is. That's the joke. You get it? So, I'm no longer on the West Coast. Well, I'm in Arizona. I'm pushing east. And I don't want to be on the West Coast or the East Coast necessarily for April 8th whatsoever at all. And you want to hear something that just dawned on me last night? I can't believe I didn't notice this. First, let me remind you, it's April, I'm in Arizona, and it's 34 degrees, which absolutely sucks. I was going to sleep in the truck last night, but it was freezing and raining and snowing in Arizona. So I got a really lovely hotel room. It's $80. It's cheaper than a tank of gas, so it is what it is. I did not notice this whatsoever at all. It's just dawned on me last night. Check this out. See if this makes sense to you. So everybody's been talking about the ships that have been hitting bridges. So we've had three of these so far in the United States. Three of them in the United States. A barge hits a bridge in Oklahoma, closes major roads. The barge that hit in Baltimore, taking out the entire bridge. And I made a video saying that this is part of the Civil War 2024. Before we attack another country, we go in and take out their power plants, we take out their telecommunications, and we take out their infrastructure. Well, there is no war in the United States, according to the mainstream. But they're still doing the exact same thing. And you know what just did not dawn on me? This. What is the first thing? Are you kidding me? What the? Standby. What is the first calamity that strikes in the movie by Barack and Michael Obama? Leave the World Behind. It's a barge going out of control. It just didn't dawn on me till last night. The first thing that they show is a barge going out of control. And then every single solitary time we turn around, that's exactly what's going on. So they're doing this. This is happening. This is for real. They're really, really doing this. And one of my subscribers pointed out the fact that they want everybody focusing on the sky for April, for April 8th. And a lot of places are doing things they wouldn't normally necessarily do. Niagara region has declared a state of emergency ahead of the solar eclipse. Well, because so many people are going to be trying to look at it. We're going to have to declare a state of emergency. That's insane to me. That's entirely, totally, completely insane. Everybody is putting these things out like it's the, I mean,
like the end of the world.
In a real world. Now, bear in mind, it's 8:34 in the morning. I got to make this video and try to upload it before I hit the highway. So, traditionally, I wouldn't be making a video yet. I only had one small coffee thus far. But, I mean, come on, man. Traditionally, in a real world, the moon passes in front of the sun. It casts a shadow. It knocks out the sunlight for a little while. We live in a world of chemtrails, so none of it makes any difference. But they're talking about it like it's human extinction event. You know what I'm saying? I find this all very, very strange. But I mean, the fact that I did not tie this into Leave the World Behind right off the bat freaks me out, because it's the very, very first thing that happens. The very first thing that happens is a barge goes out of control. And apparently all the barges go out of control. And then we're seeing that happening in real life. Just like we saw the Tesla cars that were shown in the movie Leave the World Behind that were blocking all the roads, etc., and so forth and so on. Long story longer, they're doing this. This is happening. Whether they can pull it all off utilizing CERN, I mean, CERN is firing up again, which makes no sense to me until one of my subscribers posted this on a fan page that I have no control over. But I said this in 2015. In 2015, I put up this video saying CERN alleges they have supercharged the LHC. And back in 2015, we had another eclipse. But that eclipse was only going, that was only crossing the country one way to the other. And for whatever reason, CERN was fired up for that eclipse, and they were supercharging the LHC. I explained it all in this video. I just find it really strange that this was another enormous eclipse that was occurring that CERN had to fire up on, and once again, they're fired up again. That, I mean, at least that's what they tell us. We have no idea what's really going on. It's April Fool's Day. People don't even know when the beginning of the year is. We don't even know what time it is. But then the other day, I found this lady.
I know some. They're doing very strange experimentation. There are beings from portals coming in and out. It's physicists from the CERN who told me this.
They've testified to beings coming in and out of portals.
Yes. And they were saying, I mean, I met them at a dinner, and there were two of them, and both said that, yes, they have, you know, secondhand proof that the people who they're dealing with the boson of Higgs and the subatomic things. So they have, apparently, in the bottom of the CERN, this portal, this door, where they are dealing with all the subatomic dimensions. They say there are 17 different dimensions.
So this lady, Dr. Astrid, whatever her last name is, Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger, is telling us that she has sat down with CERN scientists, and they said, yeah, we got a portal at the bottom of CERN, and all sorts of different entities are coming through, and one even left its scarf here, which I don't understand what that means. But whatever, I looked this lady up. She appears to be a real person, but who knows? Who knows? You know what I mean? She's a scientist, an author, a public speaker, and an international health expert. But whatever, the fact that this is out right now, the fact that this lady's even talking about this right now, is my point. I find this incredibly strange. And we've watched over the years CERN completely emulating every single solitary portal or ancient opening that allowed interdimensional beings to come in. We see that CERN completely is copying that, because that's the formula, that's the recipe. A simple visit to their website basically shows what these guys are all about. Everything is named after ancient evil deities. The 666 is clearly, obviously prominent right there on their website. And these guys have had, over the years, the amount of things that I've covered these guys doing is insane. Totally crazy, insane. And apparently the Richie from Boston fan page has started uploading all the CERN videos. And it's kind of trippy to watch all this, because here it goes. Here it comes. Here it is. Now, nothing happens on April 8th is because they couldn't get it done. And life goes on. But life goes on in a world that, whether or not evil entities are allowed in through portals that CERN is accommodating, or life starts imitating art, is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I can't believe I didn't notice the barge. The very first strange thing that happens in the movie Leave the World Behind by Michael and Barack Obama, the very first thing that happens is something, I mean, every single day, I made a post saying that every single day we're going to have some sort of an activity. There's going to be something taking out a roadway, a power plant, a food processing plant. Anything in America that we need to live as Americans is going to start being taken out one after another after another. I didn't think they'd do 1, 2, 3 barges in a row, but they have, because nobody notices anything. And the fact that even though I'm drinking filtered water, it's still fluoridated. Food is genetically modified. Even someone that's focused on this exact topic still missed the forest for the trees. The very first thing they show in the movie Leave the World Behind is a barge. And then next thing you know, every time we turn around, there's a barge hitting something or other in the United States. It's a trip, man. And then, of course, you have this. Joe Biden decides that March 31st, you know, Easter, Joe Biden decides that it's Trans Appreciation Day or whatever. And people cannot believe that they would do this on Easter, but here's the deal, man. Seriously, here's the deal. These guys have been in our government for the longest time. They're just coming out now. You know what I mean? Over the years, I snuck into the Satanic Temple in Salem, Massachusetts and filmed it. If you remember. Living just a few miles away. I knew I was walking into the snake pit, but I didn't care because I wanted you guys to see that this thing was absolutely real. But these guys have been in the government for the longest time. It's not even a secret anymore. You know what I'm saying? It freaks me out, but it is what it is. What are you going to do? I don't know. I had to make this video, and all I got to say is get your money out of the bank. Make sure you've got some way to take care of yourself. Food, spiritual. Some sort of a weapon, something to that effect. Because something really bad is coming. And even when you're focusing on things like this, you tend to miss them. Like, how did I not catch the correlation between barges crashing all over the United States suddenly out of nowhere? And it was right in the movie Leave the World Behind. Leave the World Behind is a documentary on what to do this month, in my humble opinion. And the fact that this is a state of emergency for the sun being blocked out a little bit. Yeah.
It's a little strange.
Oh, yeah. Real quick.
That many. Here's another thing. They haven't reacted that way.
One of my subscribers sent this morning. This is from an Airbnb. Major disruptive events policy. This has been recently added. Effective June 6, 2024. Declared public health emergencies and epidemics, government travel restrictions, military reactions and other hostilities, large-scale outages of essential utilities, and natural disasters. That's a weird thing, but this is the insurance. This is covering their ass for events that'll be coming up this spring. So if you made an appointment with these guys where you want to rent their place, well, they don't cover things like this. That is just really strange terminology in the United States, home of the free, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and don't forget, here we go. 2 hours ago, bird flu has hit the U.S. dairy cattle for the first time. Dairy cattle are the biggest source of food in the United States of America. And magically, the bird flu's back because you know what? COVID worked the first time, might as well pull it out again. And they will, and they are. So it is what it is. And just to wrap this all up, you know all the videos that I made on Jailbreak Overland are totally ruining my channel, showing all this stuff about the media. I went all the way down to the Mexican border. I rode my bike on the other side of the border wall, etc. I warned people about this. They're letting people in. They're flooding the country. Yeah, Chinese illegal immigrant arrested after driving out to military base in California. When they told him to leave, he resisted. Yeah.
He was arrested.
Is any of this true? Who knows? But the fact that they're putting this story out that, oh my goodness, illegal immigrants are sneaking onto military bases. Yeah. Civil War 2024. That's what these guys are looking for. That's what they're going to try to do. And if you just brush this off or you just keep posting stupid memes on Facebook and Twitter talking about how right you were about the flat earth and this and that and the other, it doesn't matter. Be ready. We're in it now. This is April 1st. We got 8 days until who knows. But it's better to be prepared and not need it than need it and not be prepared. At any rate, it's early. I don't care if this video didn't make sense. I think it did. We'll see what happens. I'm out.
All right, there you go. That Reggie from Boston there from today. Very good show there. I always say that. We're good. April Fool's. Alright, so that was yesterday. But he's very important, said a lot of things as usual. And then we have something here from, let me see how long this is. Here's something here that was just posted 6 hours ago today, talking more about the eclipse from InfoWars. For Mr. Reed.
The solar eclipse on April 8th is becoming a major event. The National Guard is being deployed, and the people are being advised to have 2 weeks of food and to fill their fuel tanks. This could all be explained due to the fact that tens of thousands of visitors are expected along the path of totality. But many people believe that they could be preparing for possible earthquakes due to the Devil Comet aligning with the April 8th eclipse, and due to the fact that in 1811, a comet also appeared in the skies during a solar eclipse on the same path and was followed by the biggest earthquakes in American history. Known as the New Madrid earthquakes, around 10,000 earthquakes occurred in just 3 months' time, the biggest being measured at 8.8 magnitude. They were the most devastating series of earthquakes in recorded history. But it was a different comet, and while some claim that a solar eclipse can trigger earthquakes, this scenario seems unlikely. This eclipse season is, however, a very rare event. The recent eclipses in August of 2017 and October of 2023, along with the upcoming one on April 8th, forms an Aleph and a Tav over the United States. The Aleph and Tav are the first and last letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. These eclipses mark the end of the great year, a 26,000-year period that starts anew with the dawning of Aquarius and a new golden age. Manly P. Hall wrote that high-level Masons designed America for a peculiar and particular purpose, a secret destiny to bring about a new Atlantis, or a new world order, wherein a king descended of a divine race will rule over all. In rituals, this king is symbolized as Apollo, Horus, or Nimrod, the father of Freemasonry, and is thought to be a descendant of the biblical Nephilim, or the Sumerian Anunnaki. According to Thomas Horn, this will happen in 2025, which corresponds to several documents published by intelligence agencies, such as Global Governance 2025, Global Trends 2025, and the 2025 Deagle Forecast on World Population. NASA is notorious for performing Masonic rituals based on the Egyptian mystery schools, Apollo being the same character as Horus, Sirius representing Isis, and Atlantis being the new golden age they hope to restore. And during the eclipse on April 8th, NASA will fire three rockets named after Apep, the Egyptian serpent god, whose goal was to devour Ra, the sun. And when the sun reemerges after 3 minutes of darkness, it will be likened to the rebirth of Horus, their new king of the golden age. CERN, known for practicing occult rituals at a statue of Shiva, the Hindu god who symbolizes death, destruction, and the end of an age, will be firing up their Large Hadron Collider to full power during the solar eclipse. And Israel, who is in the midst of committing genocide, is preparing to sacrifice a red heifer, a ritual sacrifice to prepare them for taking back the Temple Mount.
Red heifers, to be precise. Some Jews and Christians believe they're the key to rebuilding the historic Jewish temple in Jerusalem and to beckoning the Messiah. To understand, you have to go back nearly 2,000 years when the ancient Romans destroyed the last temple in the city. To rebuild it, these believers point to the Bible's Book of Numbers. It commands the Israelites to sacrifice a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. Only then can the temple rise again. Those sacred cows were showcased in Washington at a recent prayer gathering. Many evangelicals believe these red heifers will usher Christ's second coming.
And we need the Messiah to come, right? So for me, the red heifer is red for the blood of Jesus Christ.
A massive altar already awaits, where the heifers are to be burned. According to some believers, the ceremony needs to be performed right here on the Mount of Olives, looking directly into where the temple once stood. But something else now stands in its place.
Once they forcibly take the Temple Mount away from billions of Muslims worldwide, it will predictably thrust the world into the peak of chaos that these secret societies have been designing for centuries. And their plan is to bring order out of this chaos, with their divine king to rule over the world. But these are just rituals, and fear is an illusion. We can always choose love. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching.
I wanted to share some thoughts about that because it seems like, too, you know, the National Guard, they may be rolling out martial law or having checkpoints, but also maybe because of what happened in 1835 when there was an eclipse here over 100 some years ago, that they're afraid that there may be earthquakes because of all the planets being aligned. And there may be some natural disasters from that. Doesn't mean it'll be everywhere in the United States, but it'll be worldwide, including here in the U.S. That's why the National Guard is on duty and will be deployed. That's the other reason, because they're worried about widespread earthquakes and possibly natural disasters, especially in the area of where the highest point of totality is and how all the planets would pull. Plus, they have CERN running, so we don't know what that's going to do to the planet. They already have started running CERN since yesterday. They already have that running, just like last time we had eclipse in 2003, I think it was the last time we had one. They ran CERN, and then in 2018 they ran CERN as well. We had another eclipse before that time. So this is the main one, and that may be why we have the extra stuff being deployed, why they're saying you should have more than 2 weeks of food on plan, because they're worried about natural disasters because of widespread earthquakes throughout the world, including here in the United States and a lot more areas. They won't be everywhere in the United States, but have especially to the Midwest. And when we're looking at maps of what I've seen, it looks like we may have higher impacts or higher risk of earthquakes, especially on the West Coast and Midwest areas of the United States, and some in the Northeast. But in North Carolina, we probably have minimal earthquakes or minimal impacts. But other areas like, say, the Midwest and especially the West, Washington, Oregon, California areas will have the highest level or most dangerous impacts. Okay? So that's just from what we're seeing. So this is why the National Guard is being deployed. I don't want to panic a lot of people. But yes, this is why they're being deployed. They may be doing a drill, and that may be nothing more if nothing else essentially happens. But also they are doing, watching things to make sure so they know how to prepare or to race or decide to size up the escalation of what could happen because of the planets, number one, being all aligned. Number two, a comet will pass shortly after the eclipse happens, which is supposed to be a strong comet, which caused a lot of strong, intensive earthquakes all around the world, including in the United States, and it caught, you know, back, you know, over 100 years ago. So we just have to keep there. But anyway, let's listen to what Dabu7 has to say here from last night. They know who the Antichrist is. They know who he is. He is a man of rock star status. No, he's not Donald J. Trump, even though some people say he's an Antichrist type. Like I said, there are a lot of Antichrist types. Obama was an Antichrist type. Clinton was an Antichrist type, but he's not the Antichrist. The real being is a real true
4:30 p.m.
that is alive, and that is performing miracles, and he has a following, and he knows the Torah word for word, and he's here, and he's in Israel, and he is affiliated with the Vatican, and he's out of that area. So let's just go into here and hear what Dabu7 has to say about the heifer, about the heifer and Antichrist. So this is it coming up. Underground World News Live. April 1st, 2024. So important, folks. We'll be right back. news. Telling the truth. Kicking it right for you.
What is going on, everybody, here on this April 1st, 2024? Good evening. Yes, much love to everybody out there on Twitter or X, on Rumble, on DLive. I want to thank everyone out there that shares the stream. Much love, Hoodie Ross. Appreciate it to the fullest. I hope all is well out there. Let in the house. MC, good to see everybody here this evening. Hope all is well. Got plenty to cover. Thank you, Galra, for the feedback. Hope all is well with everyone out there. I know that we've got a crazy weather system bearing down on a lot of people out there right now. I'll get to that here in just a second, but I hope everyone stays safe over the coming 48 hours. It looks like it's going to get rather nasty. And yeah, what's up, Little Known? Snow Monkey in the house. Thank you, States. Mars, Jupiter. Yes, got anything to get to me, dabu7@yahoo.com. We're going to get this thing cracking here. I'm going to start off here with a heads up for anyone that's got AT&T out there. You may recall, it was here just not long ago that there was this massive outage. And it was kind of suspect because it really affected AT&T and some places connected to it, did business with them. But you didn't see cellular services in Canada or Mexico or anywhere else on the planet, for that matter, go down, while some were trying to say that it was an X-flare with no evidence. Just because a couple X-flares popped off in that window. But we come to find out when you dug into it that there were no CMEs that came off of them. There were no charged particles that came off those X-flares coming toward Earth. And it seemed to me, knowing all that, that this might have been something kind of like ransomware-ish or cyber attack-ish.
That's what I said it was.
Because this is what it felt like.
It felt like it's exactly right.
Well, you never know how any company is going to respond to these things. You don't know if they're going to pay the ransom or not. So what do we have here? AT&T revealing on Easter weekend to everybody out there that, surprise, surprise, 73 million accounts have been leaked on the dark web.
That's just the number that they're given. It may be more. Went a lot more.
Well, everyone's busy with friends and family, traveling, doing all that stuff. They slide this out there, hoping that most won't care, won't mind, won't pick up on it.
So I suggest you change passwords.
But they are currently saying that they do not have any evidence of an unauthorized access to its systems, resulting
with AT&T
in all this data getting extrapolated from their systems. I feel like they were ransomed. They did not pay the ransom.
That's what I think.
And the people dropped the goods.
They said they were going to.
They were like, all right, we're dropping it. And now AT&T is coming out saying, well, sorry, folks. 73 million of you just had your information leaked on the dark web. Because we didn't pay the ransom. That's the fine print. That's what they didn't say. And that's exactly what this looks like and feels like to me.
Yep. That's what I thought.
100%.
Yep. That's what I said last week.
So, it's 73 million accounts is a ton. Weeks ago when it happened. Okay? And yeah, of course, how else did they get that information? They hacked it from them.
That's right.
It's pretty obvious. Who knows how deep this really goes? Yeah. But, yeah, sketchy to say the least.
Very sketchy.
So letting it be known, a lot of people out there got AT&T.
Not me.
These days, I really don't think it matters who you're going with.
It's going to happen.
This is happening, like, all across the board.
Yeah, it don't matter.
I feel like somebody's letting it happen.
On purpose.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it out there and let it be known. If you missed this one, got AT&T, maybe something you want to look into. All your data's out there now. So, yeah, I know. Great. Just what I need, right? Yeah, it's the latest. But better to know than not to know, right?
That's right.
Jay from the Bill in the house. Good, my brother. And yeah, I hope everybody had a good Easter weekend, so to speak, as we traditionally celebrate it here. We're going to get into some really interesting information here in a minute that I at least want to get your wheels turning and get you thinking on some things. We got a good one lined up here tonight. So, this next one here, it's talking about a warning being put out about Amazon's new payment system.
Listen to this, guys.
Talked about this before in the past.
They're rolling this out everywhere.
About how it's a palm scanning system.
Yeah, there you go. The Mark of the Beast system.
Now, traditionally, you would have to, like, walk into a place or walk through the door and scan your palm to get in there, okay? That's how they started to roll this whole thing out. If you're going to try to get into any of these places, the way to do it is you're getting scanned at the door. It's thinking of all your information. Anything that you pick up when you're going down an aisle is basically added to your account. It's put into your cart. And before you even walk out the door,
pay for it.
Of the building, it's processed and calculated everything that you've grabbed, and it's deducted it from your account.
Yep. Digitally.
They try to put these commercials out, making it look like it's a cool thing to do. Like somebody runs in the store real quick, grabbing all these things, run out the door, lightning speed. Almost like they stole everything. But no. They just try to depict them as being in a hurry. And you can be, they say. You can do this if you have their payment system or a chip in you or anything else like that. But they're taking it a step further. And this is why they're warning of digital enslavement here. They're now wanting to get it to where you can save
pay attention to that.
Your biometrics.
Because this is the first step
into kind of that. In a database off your phone, yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Scan your hand off your phone. Save it in their system. Any way they're going to get your biometrics, they've got them, right? The big problem is, what if it's hacked?
Yeah.
Okay? Because hear me out.
That's a scary
right
thing.
Now, at the pace of where we're going, I just told you, 73 million customers' accounts have been hit on AT&T. Anyone with AT&T in an account should go over. They should change their password.
Yep. Check your credit report for suspicious activities that you might have.
You should change your password, right? Yeah.
Immediately.
Right? It's the smart thing to do. Yeah, another hack could come along and you have to do it again, but at least you can change the password, right? You can't change your biometrics.
No, you can't. That's one thing it will not change.
When it's being used as your
retinal scans.
Personal identification and
it doesn't change ever.
Your ID and your password to everything. You can't reset it.
Nope.
You dig? You can't do it. It's done. One time. One hack. Game over. Forever. For life. They've got you. Get all your biometrics. They cannot stop it. They can't stop simple hacks on phone companies or anywhere at this moment. They probably could, but they're not. They're probably actually on the other side of it doing all this. But point being, man, this is dangerous. Anyone who thinks that just hopping into this new age era of technology, of neural links in the back of your brain, and just being able to swipe your hand to walk in the store, do all the stuff, man, it's, to me, it's mixing iron with clay. It's walking down that avenue of what it was warned of. Anyhow, this is a true warning of digital enslavement. Amazon pushing this, and you might want to think twice before you log in and they're like, hey. Because I'm seeing it all over the place, not even just there. I actually seen it on my YouTube account when I signed in tonight. It said the same thing. Do you want to sign in with new fingerprint and all this stuff? And I was like, no, I rejected it. I'm like, no. Funny how they're all pushing the stuff at the same time. But this is how the beast works, the establishment. You tell all these big corporations, this is what we want, this is how it's going to be done, and then they roll it out. This is what they're trying for now. So I wouldn't fall for it. Some of the tracking and the technology on some of these iPhones and all this other stuff is getting scary as it is.
Yeah, but, they track you in real time. It is pretty scary.
Yeah, there you go. And I also would not be using the thumbprint stuff at all.
No.
Any of it. That's your biometrics. And again, when someone steals it, it's done. It's game over.
Can't reset it.
They've got that on you. If they can reproduce your fingerprints, they can make a fake hand with your fingerprints on it. And they could kill people and rob stores and do all this other stuff. And your fingerprints are going to be all over everything.
Uh-huh.
See how that works? You see how that works?
You know,
there's been dudes in the past that have simply zoomed in to pictures of someone that's just like out, it's posted on Facebook, they're out somewhere eating, and their fingerprints are on the glass right there on the table, and they got them. Dude, people better watch it. These days, there's someone out there looking to capitalize on stuff like that left and right. The biometrics, stuff like that, that can't be replaced, obviously. Send you off all your fingerprints, and you got none. But, maybe that's not a bad idea to have none, but I shouldn't have to self-mutilate yourself here. Because of this stuff, man, it's going to be crazy, like, when people got these Neuralinks plugged into the brain, and they get hacked.
They get hacked.
I'm not joking.
No
April Fools. Not here tonight.
No,
like, really, what happens when someone hacks into the main interface? And they can control these people. Again, make them murder, kill, steal, do any of that. I mean, how could they not? When you've got direct access to someone's brain and all their actions. It's pretty crazy. And we're just getting warmed up here tonight. All right. Let me update and talk about this weather here real quick. Because this could put a lot of people in the dark. Matter of fact, they're already saying large tornadoes are going to be spun up out of this. We're about to kick off destruction season, is how I feel about it. This one may be a bad one here this season, and it begins now with the storm system coming up from Texas, wrapping all the way up into Cincinnati and Ohio. 50 million Americans at risk of severe weather. And this goes down tonight. I mean, this is happening. Just earlier, I'd seen in the feed, I think Hoodie had shared a link, tornado sirens going off in St. Louis. So if anyone's in St. Louis, the outskirts of St. Louis, be very careful tonight. The nighttime tornadoes are of the worst. It's what you do not want to deal with. I've had to experience it a couple times in life. It's of the scariest that you ever go through. It was even scarier than twin sisters that I lived through, that I could see visually with my eyes. But when you can't see it, you just hear rumbling like a freight train. It's nerve-wracking and as scary as it gets. So I pray that everyone out there stays safe. Yeah. Man, if you're in the line of these storms right here, anywhere from Dallas up through Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Springfield, up in the Bowling Green, Kentucky, St. Louis, Missouri, all the way up in Cincinnati. This is a major, major line. You know, when I see these storm events like this that push on for half the country, it's decimating. It seems like it's supercharged, and it seems like it's a weapon. It really does. These are not the storms of old. They seem to be just that, heavily charged. Heavily charged systems to come in, and you add the rain bombs in on top of this, wherever they want to drop them, it's a weapon. I foresee some devastation out of this, unfortunately. I don't see how tornadoes along this line are not going to be destroying some things. I hate to say it, but it just seems like that's what we're walking into right now. Tuesday doesn't get any better tomorrow during the day. I know that's when my region is going to get hit hard. We can see here from Alabama into Tennessee, all the way up into Kentucky, all the way up into Ohio, Cincinnati area. All in the red there. They're talking all forms of severe weather are possible in these areas. Everything. Everything that they can throw at you. I mean, it doesn't get more higher on the scale of risk than that. All forms of severe weather possible, including very large, softball-size hail. Softball, not baseball, not golf ball, not tennis ball. Softball size. Again, this is a weapon. It's time people get hip to it. Okay? You know, when you look at and see all the spraying in the sky, it's usually right before these big weather systems, and it's like clockwork. They go on to say here that on top of the hail, there's going to be tornadoes, including a few strong tornadoes. Where they hit, no one knows at this point. There's several tornado chaser guys out there you can follow. I follow several on Twitter. I'll be tweeting stuff out. You see anything crazy pop off. Damaging thunderstorm winds. And the potential for tornadoes may continue into the overnight hours. Again, to me, that's the most dangerous part of it. This image here looking a little bit different than what they were just showing there on the screen. It's showing the risk of tornadoes really running up towards southern Illinois, into that region, eastern Missouri, southern Iowa. And then on Tuesday, well, tomorrow, that's tonight. So again, man, I hope everyone is prepared for this. D just says, just had a tornado warning across my house. That's why I was late. Just one brief touchdown. Still going east, though. Wow. D, where you at? Check in. Let us know. Give us a rough estimate. What state? What neck of the woods? Stop being too specific. Let us know what's going on. If you've got one touching down and heading east, I'd like to be able to alert some other people to what's going on. So please Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Wow. Be safe out there, Dean. Anyone else out there? Fisher saying thunder and lightning here in Oklahoma. Well, watch it. If you're east of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, you're going to have to watch it. Well, if that's the case, then you can go bounce to your weather dude. I don't get it. I think somebody else can't speak on freaking tornadoes dropping out of the sky right now, warning the people. Mud Dispense, thanks for the coffee, man. Good to see you, brother. That is the best way to support the show. That are PayPal. I do appreciate it more than anyone knows out there. Yeah, just be safe out there, D. Northeast Oklahoma, be on the watch. Yeah, well, yeah, Ryan does have some good coverage out there. And he's right out of Kentucky. Hey, why here? I'm gonna switch it over here, too. If anything pops off, like, if you guys have anything popping off, warnings or anything during the stream, drop it in the chat, let me know. I'll try my best to keep my eyes peeled on it. And alert everyone. Yeah, trying to flip back and forth through the chats here. I don't have a chat, obviously, over there on X, but trying to keep an eye on them here on DLive and Rumble. I very well may be firing some streams back on some other platforms here soon. Just slide the feedback in there. I had Kick going for a while. People complaining to me. Alerts going, but I don't ever get alerts in time. I have people asking me if I'm live on Kick, so I may fire up a couple other platforms here in the office. All right, let's talk about this eclipse, because it's coming up a week from today now. Coming up fast, and boy, the information that's coming out about this is just... I've never seen an eclipse in my life. I will call this the Great American Eclipse, because it is. There is no other eclipse in my life that has ever come close to touching the magnitude of this eclipse. None. And I'm talking for so many different reasons. You guys have done seen a lot of the videos I've dropped, and you've been here for some of the talk on all the biblical prophecy tied into this, and all the, if you want to call them coincidences, like 11 cities called Nineveh along the path of this. Like, are you kidding me? The odds of that alone are, like, astronomical. Yeah, you've got any one city.
That's beyond a coincidence.
Along that one strip.
Egyptian.
Certain strips. That many times. And then for it to be biblically connected. And then for an eclipse to come right down that line perfectly. With Jonah in the mix. I mean, all of this stuff. It's just, it's deep. It runs deep. I've never seen one carry so much symbolism, so many signs within it. And I'm going to try to unpack some of that here right now, because I've got more to add to this, believe it or not, that I haven't covered here, that just makes this mind-blowing. First off, they're going to be sending high altitude planes and rockets up in the space, all surrounding this as well. They didn't do some of these things. Maybe they did, but they didn't broadcast it like this, that they were doing all these things last time. Some people freaking out, saying why are they shooting rockets at the sun while this is happening. Well, they're saying they're trying to just get up there and observe a lot of things that are going on, which I could see, truth be told, trying to gather information as a scientist on that, But they're so nefarious, you can't even trust anything that they say. So, I mean, it could be launching Project Bluebeam during this, or who knows. Do not forget that there's going to be a bright comet visible during this, if you get to witness this. Right now, as far as I can tell, by looking at the weather, it's going to be very cloudy in cloud cover on this day in my region of Kentucky. So I don't even know if people are going to be even able to see it on this day. I mean, we were lucky last time we had clear skies. What happens when no one can even see it? Huh? Then what? I mean, it still happens, right? Yes, it does. It still happens.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just wanted to throw that out there and let it be known. Now, I've got some things here that I need to run. I need to run a couple clips, and you guys need to, you need to see these. Okay? They're going to take, it'll probably take about 20 minutes altogether to run these clips. But man, if you want to get the scoop on what's really going down right now, I believe you need to see this information. Okay? I'm going to start off here with the first clip. It's a shorter clip and preface this whole thing. Okay? Right here. Some of you may have already seen some of these. Some of you, I know, have not. So I'm going to play this off of TikTok. This girl is talking about how she has a book called History of the Bible. It's from the 1800s. Now, I looked this up, and I tried to find it, and I found one on eBay. It was going for like $380, which I couldn't afford, and it was a bid at that. And I was just going to, I mean, that's, to me, those are the types of books to have. Things like this. Things that give you information that you can't find anywhere else. And because she goes through this so fast, I just want to kind of let you know what you're about to walk into here. She's going to explain to you when Jesus died and this Bible and go through the days. But what they did is they told you the dates in which this happened. And when Jesus died, this eclipse took place. And she goes on to state and say that if he died on this day, on the day of the eclipse, or right around this eclipse, then the day after is really on a Tuesday, not a Sunday. You'll see here. I'll let her explain. Here we go.
Let's talk about the eclipse on April 8th that's happening and the connection it has with Easter. Watch this video get banned. I have a book. It's from the 1800s. Let's do this. But here's the book in all its glory. Right here it says, The Passion of the Lord from Palm Sunday to Easter Eve, April 1st to April 7th, AD 30. Let's turn a couple pages. The Resurrection and Ascension of Christ from Easter Day to Ascension Day, April 8th to May 17th, AD 30. That's crazy. Totally not crazy. Truth. Now let me walk you through each day. Palm Sunday, April 1st. Monday, April 2nd, he cleansed the temple. Tuesday, April 3rd was Jesus' last teaching. Tuesday night, Jesus told his disciples the time of his betrayal. And then on Wednesday, April 4th, he remained in Bethany until Thursday. Thursday, April 5th, they killed the lamb for the Passover meal. Evening and night of Thursday, April 5th was the Last Supper. After supper, they went to the Mount of Olives and entered the Garden of Gethsemane. This is where he is taken and held captive. Good Friday, April 6th, he was arraigned and then taken to a place called Golgotha, the place of a skull, also known as Calvary. This is where he was put on the cross. Is it really a cross? But before he was placed on the cross, he was tortured and placed in a cell overnight. Saturday, April 7th, the Sabbath. Pilate condemned him, and from 6 to 9 a.m. were the preparations for the cross. At 9 a.m., he was placed on the cross. Hung on the cross for the next 3 hours, dying. This is where it gets really, my heart's freaking racing. I never read this before. Listen. It was now noon, but such a noon as had never been seen in Judea. The position of the paschal full moon precluded the possibility of a solar eclipse, and yet a supernatural darkness rested upon all the land, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, as if to veil the last agonies of the Redeemer from the eyes of men. But far deeper than that, darkness was the gloom that weighed upon the Savior's soul as he bore the whole burden of the divine wrath for the sins of all men. He was on the cross all day until sunset, which was the beginning of the Sabbath. Saturday evening. Died in 6 hours, literally of a broken heart. Taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Sunday, April 8th, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The solar eclipse is nothing other than proof to us that it happened. Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. In the solar eclipse, that was the veil. That is the proof. That is the reminder to us. Just as the rainbow is a reminder to us that God will never flood the earth again. The solar eclipse is Monday, April 8th. Then Easter Sunday is Tuesday, April 9th.
Do you see? Do you see? Why have they stuck Easter on a Sunday at all times, one day, to take away the true... When someone comes to the true date...
Right.
True date? You see, the true date goes by the eclipse. Do you see? Do you not see? That's the true marker. It apparently happened right around this exact same date.
Because all the planets are aligned.
It happened.
And then you got CERN doing their thing, and then you got that.
When Jesus gets crucified.
Coming by. All that stuff, because last time it did that, it caused a lot of earthquakes.
This is crazy.
Part is being destroyed because of the same thing they're afraid that could happen.
Do you see?
Every right and every reason to be afraid because.
That this eclipse signifies that moment, correlating with these dates.
But to be cautious. I'm saying the wrong word.
That's crazy.
Cautious.
A crazy overlap.
Because it's very true. Because it's
that's just one extra thing to add to the whole mix. If you hadn't seen that, I figured I'd play that and let you guys see that. That's an interesting piece. So think
what now?
Think of it what you will. Make of it what you will. I thought it was really.
There's a sign of Jonah. Okay.
You never forget how this eclipse took place when the crucifixion went down.
The sign of Jonah is
and all this.
That deals with
so,
the temple being erected.
I'm gonna take it a step further
the
here.
With the heifers,
okay.
It's all part
before
of the
we dive into the gold, I have got to play a clip here.
Before Christ returns, meaning not the dark Christ, he's gonna be here too, but the Jesus.
And this
Christ,
is from
our Christ, the real one.
And I put out a video on my YouTube channel talking about this.
That
trying
that
to pull
happen.
Bits from this in a shorter
this
version
Passover,
to let people know what's going on with this, with the sign of Jonah.
They're gonna do that
and,
this
you
year.
Know, it's fun. Everybody's got their opinions, and that's fine.
Huh?
But when people come with hate and demanding and all this stuff, they're going to get banned quick. But usually that's when people don't understand something and they're struggling against it. That's what you get.
Yeah,
I've seen
Jonah
it for years.
It's all the stuff I just mentioned.
Anyhow, this guy explains what he believes is the sign of Jonah. And I think it's rather interesting.
Well, you might have
heard I think he's onto something here.
He's
now,
about the sun.
Some,
but,
like in the comment
anyway,
section of my video,
here,
a couple guys
right
come
now,
over and like, well,
I wanted to, but I'll tell you
the
more
sign
about
is
it
that
tomorrow, okay?
Jonah went inside for 3 days inside the earth, and then you know Jesus came and did the same thing. And the only problem with that is,
okay,
that's not a sign. That's the story. You talk about the story of Jonah to me, but that doesn't show the sign of the coming of Jesus. It doesn't show us a sign that he's coming.
Oh no, stop.
At all. It shows what it says. I mean, what you're trying to say, that the comparison of you know the 3 days in the earth, 3 days in the tomb, that comparison. But it's not. Jesus said there would be the sign of Jonah. It would be the only sign.
All right, we're going to continue on.
Twice.
We'll be right back.
The book of Matthew.